It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, when Tori had her dog, you had Coda, right? Mm-hmm. You had pet insurance for him.
I did not. And let me tell you.
I did have it for a little while.
I did not. And if you have an animal, get pet insurance.
Okay. I don't know why I thought you had it. I've known very few people that actually had it, but I've heard a lot about it. And for us, we pretty much just take the attitude of we've got a little savings account for our pets. So if something comes up, we're going to find a way to pay for it. And we don't do the insurance. I worry about the insurance, whether they'll pay for things or not.
I've worried about that, so I just told Daisy when I had Daisy. Daisy, I got $100. If it costs more than that, I'm sorry.
Wow, okay, though.
And no, she said,
I'm kidding.
I got $529 for Otis.
So he's going to go to college one day.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Well, apparently pet insurance works for a lot of people, and Nationwide Insurance does pet insurance, and they just posted a list of some of the strangest things that they had claims for this year. And some of these stories are rather interesting, and they certainly make it seem like it might be a good idea to have insurance because your dog can do some pretty crazy things.
All right.
There was a dog in Tennessee that got sick because he wouldn't stop eating cicadas. His owner said he didn't know how many he ate, but it was all he did when they would let him outside.
The owner knew something was up when he went outside and it was quiet.
Yeah. Man, I heard some cicadas the other day. I'd never heard them so loud in my life.
I love it.
It's like they're screaming at you. Yeah. I'm like, I get it. It's hot. Chill out.
I expect to see like a tree just disappear because it's so loud. Maddie is a bulldog in Virginia that ate a preserved alligator.
Oh, wow.
And taxidermists use chemicals on those, so the owner had to take her, and she was okay, though. Zia is a dog in California that came nose-to-nose with a loose bull while out for a walk. He defended his owners, but he lost a tooth when he got kicked.
Oh, yeah.
So he's okay now. He just doesn't have one of his teeth.
My dad, he milked cows, and he got kicked by a cow one time. Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And it was not fun.
Well, no.
That's funny, because I would have thought it was.
Broke a rib or something. Ouch. Kicked him all the way back into the stall.
A cow could smell the fillets on the grill.
You do that one more time.
Hazel's a Great Dane St. Bernard mix in New Jersey that picked a fight with a groundhog and lost. She ended up with a bite on her paw that earned her a trip to the vet.
Yeah. Oh.
Salem is the only cat in the running this year. Her owner in New York couldn't find one of their AirPods and thought she ate it. Well, turns out it wasn't the cat. They had to do an x-ray, but the AirPod still hasn't turned up, but the cat is okay.
Yeah, it's like you turn up the volume on your cell phone.
Listen to the cat.
Listen to the cat's belly.
Foxtrot is a Great Dane in Texas that stole a full turkey leg from the owner on Thanksgiving, swallowed it whole.
Oh, that's a Christmas movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is swallowed the bone, too, and they had to surgically remove the bone from its stomach.
Ooh. Isn't that ironic? They always say give a dog a bone.
No, apparently not a Great Dane.
No, milk bone.
Okay. But you hear about those dogs, like there's a world record where the dog swallowed like 46 socks and they had to operate on the dog. It was a big dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's like socks went missing. Oh.
Was it like that magic trick getting it out? And just pull one after the other?
Duke is a lab retriever mix in Ohio. They gave it some peanut butter on a spatula and he ended up somehow swallowing the whole spatula.
Wow, that's a big dog.
That's a big dog.
Yeah.
And Bella was a Havanese in Illinois that ate an entire bouquet of flowers. Her owner found her covered in pollen. Fortunately, the flowers were not toxic, so she had a little bit of stomach distress, but she was okay.
It's unusual.
But they're having a contest. You can vote for your favorite one of those stories.
Now, I'd like to know from Nationwide, did they pay out on these claims, or are these just the people that tried to claim?
I'm guessing since they're talking about them, they paid out on
I hope so.
There's probably a whole nother list of ones they didn't pay out on.
I fostered a dog who ate my tax return one time.
Really?
Oh, sure.
She also ate a hole straight through my couch.
Yeah.
Like all the way down.
Yeah, you know what? My neighbors had a dog that ate their entire walls. Mm-hmm. Like they would put it in a certain area of the house and up to about your knee high, the drywall was just gone in most of it.
You got to wonder what is going on in their heads. Like the same dog would chew through the wall, but like on the corner, but she would eat around the metal strip on the outside.
That was smart of her.
Yeah. But like how dumb are you to eat drywall? That could not, it's got to be like.
She's bored.
It's got to be a little dry.
She needs some A1 sauce.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Why are some stores intimidating to go into? I asked some people this. These are places and stores that are intimidating to visit.
Like Victoria's Secret.
Okay, posh, fancy clothing stores or fashion stores. Yeah. A Victoria's Secret would be intimidating, I'm guessing. Because, and you know what, Tori used to work at one.
And look at my face. Is it not intimidating?
I always feel like they're thinking I'm a big pervert. Okay. Just coming in there to look at the lingerie.
We are.
Okay. Oh. If it's a guy that goes in there.
It's intimidating to me because of the restraining order.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's the same look I get when I go to Chuck E. Cheese without kids.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, why are you even here?
I like the pizza.
Yeah. But clothing stores in general, some of them, you know, I don't know. I'm not cool enough to be in there. They look at my fashion like,
nah. Yeah. He's not shopped in here ever.
Well, there's nothing worse than walking in and knowing you either can't afford it or it's not your style. And you're like, well, now I have to pretend like I'm still interested so they don't think I'm stealing on the way out.
But any of those kind of stores, Lululemon maybe, would that be intimidating?
Never been inside one.
Those yoga pants, I could try those out. Okay. Other things they say, other stores or places that are intimidating to visit. Like, you know, when you go in those fancy cafes or the coffee shops and, you know, they go, what can I get y'all? You know, as soon as you walk through the door, you're like, slow you roll here. I got to figure out what's going on. I don't know what to call the Venti, Grande, Trenta. Yeah. What is it small or what's going on here? And what can I put in this coffee? I thought it was just cream and sugar.
And then they spell your name wrong.
Yeah, my brain needs a minute to catch up, and it gets intimidating sometimes.
Well, I bet your name does throw people off, because when I first met you, I was like, Kato, oh, like the store.
Yeah, everybody thought that.
And it's not. And it's with not. A K.
And people will email me, like, on social media. They'll message me, and they see my accounts, K-A-T-O, and they'll still say, hey, C-A-T-O, how are you?
I've never understood that.
I don't get it.
I mean, I guess they just don't pay attention to that detail.
It's okay. I go by either.
Their mamas must have dragged them, and Kato's a lot, too, growing up. It's a hard switch.
It's true.
Okay. Other stores that are intimidating to visit, they say a butcher shop. You know, a lot of times you go in there and they start asking all the questions like, what cut do you want? How much weight do you want it to be? And
meat.
Yeah.
Just meat.
Yeah. That's even at the deli counter. Like, well, how many slices do you want? How thick do you want it? And I'm like,
I'll tell you a secret about the butcher. They'll explain everything if you ask them. They're really nice. And if you say, I don't know anything about this, help me out, they will do that.
But are they going to judge me when I leave?
I don't think so, because I don't think they expect everyone to know meat inside and out.
I don't at all. If they asked me, I'd be like, that one that's red hanging up right there, please. I have this much? Like, is that a foot? I don't know.
Tell them what you're looking for. Say, listen, I got to feed 4 people. We're having steaks tonight. What do you recommend? And they'll help you out.
I mean, you got to know whether you want a ribeye, sirloin,
or you can even ask about that. Say, what steak do you recommend and why?
True. But if you go to a New York butcher shop, get that seasoning put on that they have. It's delicious.
All right. Places that are intimidating to visit. They say a gym the first time or the first few times you go to the gym.
Every time. Every time.
Because you go in there and you know you're not in shape and you don't know how to work some of the equipment. And it's just intimidating.
You know what, Kato? I dated my wife and for a year we were in going to the gym together, and you do get to where there's a point where it's like you understand the rules. You walk in, you show your little tag, you go in and you get on the machines, and you it's like you feel like you're a member and a part of it.
There's just too many mirrors. Take the mirrors that way. Why do you need mirrors? I mean, if you want it for the bodybuilding guys, put them in a separate room full of mirrors. But where I'm at, I don't need to look at myself straining.
Yeah, and there's nothing worse than that little, the abductor or whatever, where you're spreading your legs.
Get on that.
They put it where you're either staring at people across the gym or you're staring at yourself in the mirror. And I'm like, neither of these options are good. Don't you have a wall?
If you're spreading your legs to get your abs in shape, you're doing it wrong.
I think so, too, because I did that machine and it didn't do anything for my abs.
They should put it right in the front window where the sidewalk
Come
is and the parking lot is.
I'd be like, let's go check that out.
Hey, they say a stores that are intimidating, more so for guys and girls, jewelry stores.
Yeah, because guys get scared when the girls want to go in there.
But you go in, there's so many different ways to get diamonds. Now they got the lab-grown diamonds now that's going to save you a penny, but you're going to get in trouble if you buy that.
See, I always just go in there and I'll look at the pretty jewelry and I'll be like, wow, that's pretty. They won't bother you at all.
How about when you walk in one of those fancy furniture stores, you know, not the chain ones, but the fancy ones, and you dress like a bum, and they're like, they can't afford that.
Yeah, but I tell myself Adam Sandler dresses like a bum, too, and he's worth a lot of money.
And I think a lot of people lose money because they treat people like that, and they probably got a lot of money.
Yeah, but that don't mean they're going to spend it. If they're dressed like that, they're probably not spending their money.
True. All right, the store that you were intimidated to go into, they mentioned music store. Now, I don't know if you guys have been in music stores. I play guitar and piano, so does Tom. And so you walk in those stores.
I really don't play piano.
You play guitar.
I play guitar.
But you walk in those stores, and you're like, I want to try out that guitar. But, you know, everybody in there can just shred the guitar. And you're sitting there playing Mary Had a Little Lamb because you just learned it. And, you know, all these people are judging your guitar skills.
This feels like a torture Tuesday.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know how to play guitar.
That would make it perfect.
Yes.
I can play chopsticks on the piano.
And one of those keyboards in the music store. That'd be great. I think the only place that I don't feel intimidated is when I go into the Cracker Barrel store. Not too intimidated there.
I can add one to your list is the Apple store.
Oh, yeah.
You go in there, and it would be okay if you just could play with everything, but they got some guy who says he's a genius telling you what to do. And that's when you're like, oh, boy, I don't need this genius telling me anything.
I do, because I'm like, where's your Granny Smith?
What?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
What companies do you trust the most? They ask people that every year, and the Harris Poll people, along with Axios, put together a list, and they track how companies are doing in our perception. What do we think of them? The number one most trusted company in 2025.
Krispy Kreme.
You'd probably be surprised. That's actually not a horrible guess. Yes. It's not correct, though. It's a grocery store, I will tell you that.
Huh.
Anyone care to guess?
Grocery store.
Publix.
You know what? That's an excellent guess, but it is also not correct.
Gosh, I suck.
See, this is why I don't like these games. Just tell me.
You're doing better than them. They haven't even guessed anything.
I don't like being wrong.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, you got a lot. Aldi, Harris Teeter,
Ingles,
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
What? Number one most trusted company in America.
I don't know about that. Some of their food's earthy.
Their food's good. I don't know what you mean by earthy, but they have good food.
It's healthy.
No, Trader Joe's is more of like a fancy little niche market thing.
It is, but they've had a lot of recalls lately on those frozen meals.
Right. Well, I don't get the frozen meals there. But they're known for their low cost and good quality stuff.
And their parking is horrible. I'm like, they only have 3 parking spaces in one of the locations they choose.
Yeah, you go to the Woodruff Road one and you're like, well, I might as well go to Crumble Cookie too since I had to park over here.
Uh-huh. It sounded like it's a good thing they didn't talk to Hawk or they wouldn't have done as well.
I don't trust them when they decide where to put their Trader Joe's.
All right, next up, I'm not familiar with this company. I think their clothing, it's Patagonia.
Mm-hmm.
It's like outdoor clothing, right?
And I think the guy who started that ended up donating a lot of that money back to wildlife.
Okay, that may be why they have such a good reputation.
Cool. You go camping, though, and stuff. They got backpacks and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's very durable, too. You don't have to buy but one in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Hawk can just like be the guy to tell you what companies are the best.
Well, they don't have a repeat business, do they?
They don't.
You buy it once,
yeah,
you got it for
I know
life.
It costs a lot.
Right.
But a lot of people talk about it.
All right, this company moved up 15 spots from last year. Microsoft was at number 3.
Mm.
I'm surprised at that one. But you know, Microsoft, if you're just the average person, it runs nearly every computer you deal with.
Is that Bill Gates?
Yes.
I don't trust him.
But you know what? I was thinking about this. I was sitting in my house, my computer. I got a PC desktop. That's how old it is.
What does that mean?
It's a PC, like the desktop PC.
Lots of people have desktops.
With the big back TV. The big back monitor.
No, you got a flat TV.
Big back.
The big back monitor.
You just call it back.
It's got...
My monitor's got back and I cannot lie.
No, honestly... It's like a HP or Dell or something. It is 15 or 20 years old. Like, the kids, I always get them the good computers because they're gaming and stuff, and mine's been working forever.
Yours has got that dial-up.
No, it's not got that. But it's old, and you think about, like, Microsoft, they do keep that thing rolling for a while. Now, you might have a breakdown every once in a while, but I can't trust Microsoft.
I have all breakdowns every day.
Toyota was next.
Huh.
Costco, number 5. Costco's pretty well respected, I think.
That Kirkland brand.
Yep. And they do a lot of testing that other places don't.
Well, you know, let me ask you something, because I know it's Costco and Sam's and stuff, and I'm going to get Walmart. It's probably not even on the list.
I didn't see it. Let me look.
Let me say something about their website.
Whose website?
Walmart.
Okay.
You go on there, and it's like now they've got, you know, everybody and their brother on the Walmart. You think you're buying from Walmart, but you're buying from a third party.
Really?
Yeah. And you get on there, and it's like you search for socks, and all of a sudden, you know, they're showing you Nutty Buddies or something.
I'm with you.
I'm like, why? I'm searching for socks. I don't want to buy Nutty Buddies. If I eat too many Nutty Buddies, I won't fit in my socks.
Add to cart.
Yeah. It's like they don't even, it's like, you know, I don't know.
There are other sites. I get that with Amazon. I will type in something to search for, and it'll have all this other stuff.
I don't trust them.
That I didn't ask for.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between doing that online and doing it in person? Because you go to a grocery store in person with your list, and you're like, well, Oreos wasn't on the list. Oh, Nutty Buddies wasn't on the list, but here they are.
Yeah. No, they do it to you in person.
Well,
okay.
Hawk, you asked about Walmart. It's number 81 on the list.
Okay.
So not as good.
Listen, I like the environment. I just don't like shopping online at those places.
Okay. Number 6 was Samsung. And of course, they make most of the Android phones, a lot of your TVs as well.
They make my phone.
Are they higher than Apple?
No, Apple is actually number 10. Well, Apple does computers and a lot of other things. They do different products.
Samsung's better.
We've had that rival going on for years here.
Number 7 was Arizona Beverage Company.
Why do I, you know, that's so popular.
Arizona tea and all. I don't get it either.
I've never had one.
I might have had one, but I don't think I needed them that badly to get more.
I tell you this much, they don't make it in the South because it ain't sweet enough tea.
Oh, see.
Oh, I guess that's why it's in Arizona.
NVIDIA was number 8. And, of course, they do the graphics cards.
What is it?
NVIDIA.
NVIDIA.
They also get used for AI cards also.
Thanks to my husband, I've got stock in whatever that is.
Oh, you're doing good if you got stock in NVIDIA.
I am. My broker is great.
That's interesting. Yeah, and you know what? I've updated the NVIDIA graphics card or whatever, and I've never had problems with that.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you have kids and got, you know, they play games, you'll know.
All right. Number 9 was UPS, and number 10 was Apple. Just a couple in the top 15 or so was John Deere was 11. Nintendo number 12. Honda Motor Company, number 13. Home Depot was 15. Sony was 17th. Amazon was 19th. And In-N-Out Burger was 20th.
Going back to Nintendo, let me tell you, I like them because you call their support line and you got a person that talks to you.
Really?
And you know what's interesting? It was like a mom, a stay-at-home mom, helped me get my kid's Switch going the other day.
I thought it might have been Mario or Luigi.
He's a me, a Mario.
Well, it must have been Princess Peach helping me because it was interesting. It was interesting because I'm sitting there trying to get this figured out. It's some kind of issue. It wasn't a broken or anything. I just couldn't figure it out. And she explained to me, yeah, I'm a mom, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I help with all this information about how to get your kids switched.
And I'm
going.
Smarter than you.
Yes, she was.
You call customer service more than anyone I know.
You think they got his number on a list somewhere.
I don't like to spell. Like, you know, they got those support, help, support, and he's got the thing that pops up on you.
But, I mean, you need help more than anyone I know.
Oh, got you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's normal for him.
It ain't only from like support with shopping and stuff or getting us all the time.
Bless.
I'm just saying, I just need some help.
Period. I need help understanding what you just said.
I need that too. Call my support line.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, this sounds like a one-way ticket to Barf City, if you ask me.
To where?
Barf City.
Barf City. Not been there.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think you want to go there. But maybe not for some people if you like ketchup. Heinz and Smoothie King just debuted a ketchup smoothie.
I saw that. That sounds disgusting.
I know.
It does, but then I saw someone in the comments say you add a little vodka, a little celery, some Tabasco.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not that bad.
Cold.
Oh, I read the ingredients, and it actually sounds like it might end up being mostly sweet when they get done with it.
Well, the ingredients in this are strawberries, raspberries, apple juice, sorbet, and Heinz Signature ketchup.
I wonder how much ketchup is in it. I think it's probably just enough to give it a tiny bit of tangy.
Or just enough to make it Heinz
right.
smoothie, like a drop.
Yeah, you wonder.
Yes.
They just say it has a tangy flavor to it, so that could be some of the ketchup.
If tomatoes are a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie? I just never thought about, like, you know what? This smoothie needs a little ketchup in it. This never crossed my mind.
Heinz is the only people that ever thought that.
Probably so. But they asked people some of the strange foods that you put ketchup on. Now, Cato, we've made fun of you because you do it with pizza.
I don't put it on my pizza. I put it on my plate, and usually I mostly dip the butt of the pizza into it because that's all that dry crust.
All right. If you're out of pizza sauce, I can see maybe doing that, but only 13% of people put ketchup on their pizza.
So I'm not totally weird.
No, to be honest, that's about 12% more than I expected.
Yeah.
All right. Number one thing people put ketchup on that's kind of different. Your fried chicken. 42% of people put ketchup on their fried chicken.
Well, yeah, use it for chicken nuggets.
I guess so, but I think more of about like a honey mustard sauce for that, not ketchup with your chicken.
Yeah, there are better options for sure.
Yeah, but I guess if you're in a bind, you don't have the honey mustard, get me a pack of Heinz.
Well, I learned from my best friend Sean Tucker that they would eat eggs and ketchup together. And I thought that was crazy at the time, but if you do it mildly, it's not too bad.
I don't put them on my eggs, but if I have hash browns with ketchup and they get on my eggs, it doesn't bother me.
You know what I actually eat on scrambled eggs now is some form of hot sauce, like Cholula or Chatulu or whoever that is.
Cholula, and my in-laws introduced me to salsa on scrambled eggs.
Yeah, that's good.
Pretty good.
All right, ketchup on scrambled eggs, 37% of people do that.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to get weirder as we go on.
Oh.
Potato chips, 14% of people put their Ruffles potato chips and dip it in ketchup.
That seems odd to me, but you think about it, people put ketchup on potatoes sometimes.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I would
not a lot.
Would be opposed
to it. Well, you think about it, it's on a hamburger. You're eating potato chips with that hamburger bite. It's got ketchup on it.
Probably I've done that now that you mention it. Like, there's a little bit of ketchup on the plate, and I just run. That's not a bad idea.
All right. Then, Cato, that's where you got weird. 13% said pizza. They put their ketchup on that. Nachos, 5% of people put it on their nachos. I'm like, I just want refried beans and sour cream and some guacamole. I don't want ketchup in my nachos.
That doesn't sound good to me either.
Not at all. 3% put ketchup on Chinese food.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know which.
Well,
I don't know what I'd put it on. I don't think I'd use it for Chinese.
No.
I use the duck sauce.
I like that.
And soy sauce.
Sweet and sour.
Shrimp sauce. Oh.
No, it's the sweet and sour. What do they call that sauce? It's
sweet and sour sauce.
Is that what they do?
Sweet and sour chicken.
Panda Express. Oof, man. That's good.
I want to know what part of the duck does that sauce come out of.
What, the duck sauce?
Yeah.
Well, wow, from what I see here, we have some geese out there.
And I ain't eating that sauce.
It's like a landmine coming in sometimes.
Yes,
yeah,
it
good
is.
Luck milking them. They attack.
How about this? It's a breakfast food, and it's not eggs, but 2% of people put ketchup on
toast.
Their pancakes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Honestly, I'd be okay with arresting people for that.
Sir, you know how much ketchup you had on your pancakes there?
Come
you know,
with me.
Why is it that the uppity ranch people, much like Apple, they judge me for putting stuff ketchup on things, yet they could put ranch on anything they want and don't think it's weird.
Because ranch is delicious.
So is ketchup.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not as good as ranch.
All right. 1% of people put ketchup on their ice cream.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Cato.
I'm hoping that's not like a topping, like, you know, the chocolate you put on the ice cream. Like, you know, squirt the ketchup and it
what
just...
What else would it be?
Like, it just drips over. I don't know.
How many of these do you think was an accident? Like, they thought they were going for the strawberry syrup. And they're like, oh, that's ketchup. Well, I'm not throwing away the ice cream.
Well, half of these look like they should be a Torture Tuesday. A little fun fact about ketchup. This travels about the same speed as a snail, and it's ketchup coming out of a glass bottle.
You got to hit it right on the 57, right?
Yeah,
isn't that the thing?
It's like you can do the little karate chop underneath it. Is that how you do it?
Then it's like you can't get it, and it goes all over your plate.
When is the last time you actually poured ketchup out of a glass bottle?
1952.
I know, because they're all squirts now.
Yeah, I'm even in restaurants that I've seen.
Nice.
Yeah.
You can
the
still
only thing
buy
is
them.
Hotels have the little mini bottles.
Oh, yeah. mini bottles.
You can still buy the glass ones, too.
Well, I'm sure, but who does?
Old people.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.